ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله تعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We seek His help, we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of our souls and the evil of our bad deeds. Whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there is none who can misguide him, and whomsoever is misguided, none can guide him except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I openly testify that there is none worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, without any associates or partners. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah and slave of Allah. Indeed, the best speech is the book of Allah, the Quran, and the best guidance is the guidance of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And every newly added matter to this religion is an innovation, and every innovation leads astray, and every going astray leads to the hellfire wa iyadhu billah. Before I start, I'd ask the brothers to just move up forward from right now so we don't get disturbed during the khutbah and we can pay attention and inshallah benefit myself and all of you inshallah. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَقَضَى رَبُّكُمْ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبْرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُل لَّهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. In the meaning of the ayah from Surah Al-Isra, verse number 23, Surah 17. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the meaning of the ayah, and your Lord has decreed that you worship none but Him, and be dutiful to your parents. If one of them or both of them reach an old age in your life, say not to them a word. In Arabic it says ufir, or in English, a word of disrespect, nor shout at them, but address them in terms of honor. And as we see what's around the corner, keeping things relevant to what's going on in our day and time, Mother's Day, quote unquote, is around the corner on Sunday. And inshallah today we will look at what Islam says about mother, about both parents, and the history of Mother's Day, and what we should do as Muslims. And historically, the Mother's Day could be traced back to the Greek civilization when they used to honor the Greek mother of gods, which is the shit in itself. Rhea was the name. And there are the reports of other goddesses that they used to honor as well on this day. But in the United States, approximately a century ago, 1912 is when it officially started, but it's traced back to a woman named Anna Jarvis in 1907, is the real origins, where she used to be really close to her mother. This woman was single, she was not married, she had no kids, but she had a very close knit bond with her mother. And after her mother passed away, she felt really sad, and she was really hurt, and she wanted to do something in order to honor her mother, in order to remember her mother. And she was a Catholic, so she pushed her minister, she pushed her church, and she tried to start this revolution, if you will, to try to honor mother, not just her mother, but try it at a global level, of course starting from the United States. And in 1912, she formed the International Association of Mother's Day. And as you will see, historically throughout the whole globe, Mother's Day is celebrated on different dates. It's not always the second Sunday of May. In some places it's in March, in some places it's in February. And you know, if you do your own little search, it's pretty much all around the world now, including the Muslim world. In the Muslim world, what's usually attributed is, it started from Egypt in 1956, there's a long history behind that as well, and for the Muslim Arab world, I should say. And it became known as Eid al-Umm. And we know that Anas bin Malik, radiallahu anhu, he reported that when the Sahaba, when they were in Medina, before the Prophet ﷺ came, they used to have 2 days. 2 days of celebration, 2 days of festivities, you know, festivals and so forth and so on. And when the Prophet ﷺ came, he said, you had 2 days on which you would play, but Allah has given you something better than that, the Eid al-Fitr and the Eid of Adha. This is in Bukhari, a Muslim. This is in Abu Dawud, Nisa'i, Qasifai Sahih, by Shaykh al-Albani, rahimahullah. So, the way he said it was, you have 2 days, like you have something in the past, in Jahiliyyah, but now as Muslims, those have been replaced by 2 days that are better than that, Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. And, you know, this is true for anything else, because there are other days sometimes called Eid as well. But for Muslims, and time after time we forget, it's part of us being as human beings, from the word insan, nafsi, we forget. And we need to be reminded time after time that for us as Muslims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us our own identity, our own culture, our own, you know, standing, our own way of life. And for us, the days of festivals, the days of celebration, the Prophet clearly stated, are two: Eid al-Fitr, that we celebrate after Ramadan, and Eid al-Adha, that we celebrate around Hajj time. So anything other than that, we can't call it Eid. Because if it was meant to be part of Islam, do you not think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He perfected this religion, when He sent this Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this earth to be a teacher, a guide for all of us, all of, you know, not just Muslims, but all mankind till the day of Qiyamah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have found it fit to address it at that time? So who are we to now come up with something and say this is an Eid or this is a celebration that we have as Muslims? It is as if, na'udhu billah, we're challenging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or is trying to say indirectly that the Prophet didn't complete his job, which is not true. So as we know from Surah Al-An'am, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that this day has perfected for you your religion and completed and chosen Islam for you as your religion. So whatever needed to be part of Islam and our culture, our identity as Muslims, has already been completed for us. And there is no more room for any addition or subtraction or any modification, especially in terms of like celebrations and so on. So, you know, the strange thing is that Muslims, we often sidetrack to what we have been ordered to do. For instance, Ramadan. For instance, Eid al-Fitr. And we get sidetracked by these things that are not part of Islam, that have no place in Islam. But nonetheless, turning gears a little bit, Islam does honor the parents. Islam talks extensively about honoring not just the mother, but the father, you know, all of your family and so forth and so on. As reported by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, that a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who deserves the, you know, best of my company or my kindness? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied to the man, your mother. And he asked again, the second time, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, your mother. He asked the third time, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, your mother. And then he asked the fourth time, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, your father. This is reported in Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih al-Muslim. And Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, rahimahullah, one of the scholars of hadith, commented on this hadith. He said that, you know, the way the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered to this man, three times, the first three times, your mother, your mother, your mother, and the fourth time, your father, kind of shows the status of the mother. The status of the mother is way higher than the father. Not to put down the fathers, but the status of the mother is so great in Islam. And this is also, you know, this, we can also find evidence for this, or to complete this, in the Quran, Surah Al-Ahqaf, Surah 46, verse 15, and actually Surah Luqman, Allah Jalla says, the meaning of the ayah, and we have enjoined on man to be dutiful to his parents. His mother bore him in weakness and hardship, upon weakness and hardship, and his weaning in his 2 years. Another similar verse is also in Surah Ahqaf, which is Surah 46, verse number 15. There are many verses like this. So here again, it's not that Islam doesn't say, don't honor your mother, you know, don't care for your mother, don't care for your parents. Here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also emphasizing in the Quran itself, you know, the status of the mother, to take care of the mothers. And, you know, in this country, sadly, and now all around the world, this International Mother's Day Association, what they have been promoting, whether it's May, March, February, whatever the day may be. But the concept is to take one day out, single out one day, and that day you go call up your mother, you send her flowers, you sleep our nation, I'll get to that in a minute, send her cards, gifts, so forth and so on. But what about the rest of the year? What about the rest of the time? Islam goes, Islam actually, even before this Mother's Day came, even before the Greek mythology, Islam came from more than 14 centuries ago and said, no, both of your parents. No, honor both of them. Take care of them, as the ayah that I mentioned at the beginning. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even goes on to say, if you find them in an old age, take care of them. Don't say, don't talk to them in disrespect. Instead, take care of them. So, you know, sadly, what we see is what? So we got a lot of retirement homes, senior homes, assisted living, which cost a lot of money. And, you know, as soon as most of the parents get old, you know, and this is not everybody, but it just happens. What do? We go leave our parents in the senior homes. Leave them with the old folks, right? As if our obligation to our parents, it's finished. That's it. They're old. They're no longer my responsibility. I have a wife and kids. I have my own life. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said in the ayah I mentioned in the beginning, in Surah Al-Sirah, if you find them in an old age, Allah even addressed that. If you find them in an old age, don't talk to them in disrespect. And what happens? Look around us. What happens? We see parents and, you know, especially in our society here, right? We talk back to our parents. We tell them, oh mom, you don't know. You don't know what you're talking about. We go to the grocery store, you find an old lady walking, and you know, you can just see all around us how disrespectful people treat their parents. Islam from the beginning taught us to take care of the parents, to talk to them with respect and humility. And also, a side note, this Mother's Day, or honoring the parents actually, it was also found in the Ten Commandments. It was also for the people of the book. So it's not like it was something new. It was for their religion too, but they didn't take care of it. So does it justify to just come one day out of the whole year to call up your mom and say, hey mom, how you doing? I love you. Okay, here's some flowers and here's a little card. Or take them out to the Sunday brunch, right? And you know, it's funny that a lot of celebrations in this country have also become a marketing gimmick. Mother's Day sales. How many ads do you see for Mother's Day sales? Memorial Day sales, right? Labor Day sales, Thanksgiving sales, Halloween sales. If you think about it, sometimes it's not even about the mother or the veterans or whatever the day may be. It's about get out of your house, go and shop, spend some money, become a marketing gimmick. So it's a joke. But for us as Muslims, it is something very serious. It's not, we don't take it as a joke. We don't play around. We don't say, oh yeah, we're supposed to honor our parents too. Hey mom, it's Mother's Day. I got you a card. Hope you like it. Okay, see you next year. No, it's not like that. It doesn't work like that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, as I said, even in the Ten Commandments, it talks about the mothers, or, you know, honoring the parents, the father and the mother. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala confirms this. In Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 82, Allah azza wa jalla says, وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ لَا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. So, and remember when we took a covenant from the children of Israel, worship none but Allah and be dutiful to you and good to your parents. And then the rest of the ayah goes, then the kindred, the orphans, so forth and so on. But the first one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself is what? The parents. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who should we be nice to? The parents. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us that. The Quran repeatedly in various verses talks about that. And it's not, you know, it's not right for us as Muslims just to take that one day out. You know, I challenge ourselves today in this masjid. How many of us will go today and call our mothers and check up on them? And tomorrow, and Sunday, and Monday. Or are we only going to do it on Sunday? So our mother feels like, yeah, everybody's calling up their mom, so I got to call too. Or everybody visits their mom, all the retirement homes are full, you can't find parking because everybody's visiting their mother, taking them out, doing their, you know, obligation once a year. No, we as Muslims are obligated all the year, until we die, as long as our parents are alive. And then even after they die, we need to make dua for them. We need to pray for them. Just because they die doesn't mean that's it, they're gone. No, we know also from another hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, when you know, one of the things after one dies, one of the things that continues a good deed is a righteous child praying for their parents after their death. So of course we'll come to the parents as well. But you know, again, this is 365 of this. This is from birth to until we ourselves die. As long as we have parents, we need to take care of them. If they passed away, we need to pray for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even says to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ تَعَالُوا أَتْلُوا مَا حَرَمَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَيْكُمْ أَلَّا تُشْرِكُوا شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, come, I will recite that which your Lord has prohibited you from. Join not anything in worship with me, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and be good to you and dutiful to your parents. This is from Surah Al-An'am, Surah 6, Ayah 151. So, Again, I mentioned the carnations. The carnations, you know, as you notice, again, it's a marketing gimmick, right? You know, why are these flower shops selling carnations on Mother's Day or around Mother's Day? So this lady, Anna Jarvis, her mother used to love carnations. See, it goes all back to one lady. And she used to love the white carnations. So after she passed away, this lady started this tradition where, if I get it right, that there's the white carnations and the red carnations. White meant that the mother had passed away, she died, and red meant that she is alive. So if you see somebody buying red carnations, the mother's alive, it's white, you know, the mother's dead. I mean, it's a joke. You know, Islam, if your parents are alive, go. If they're here, if you can reach them, go, ask them for help, take care of them, offer them help, whatever you can do. If they pass away, make dua for them. Ask Allah to forgive them. Ask Allah to give them Jannah. It's not, let's go, should I buy the red carnations or white carnations? No. Forget the carnations. How many of us actually ask our parents for help? Or actually, even without asking, go and wash the dishes. Especially, let's say, with the brothers. How many of us do that? Let's go buy them groceries. Mom, do you need any help? Do you need a hand? You know, as shameful as it is, many of us just will ask something like that. I think of our mother on a Mother's Day. And all throughout the year, we can talk back to them, we can raise our voices against them, as if we talk louder, then that's it. You know, what I'm saying is right. No, it doesn't work that way. قُلُوا قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد, speaking of buying cards, carnations, taking parents out to the Sunday, special Sunday, Mother's Day brunches and so on. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even addresses that in the Quran. He said in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, verse 215, He said, يَسْأَلُونَكَ مَاذَا يُنْفِقُونَ قُلْ مَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلِلْوَالِدَيْنِ. They ask you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what they should spend. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever you spend of good must be for your parents and kindred and orphans and poor and wayfarers. Again, the first one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, even in this category, the parents. So we often take out our friends out to dinner and, you know, buy them, you know, gifts and whatnot, and no problem. But when it comes to parents, sometimes we're even like embarrassed to associate ourselves with our parents. No, we shouldn't be like that. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say to us to spend on the parents first. That's the first category. Before we think about spending to the poor, before we think about helping our relatives and so on, the first one, our parents. So, you know, when we know they need something, they need some help, you know, we should try to help them out. And sadly, one of the bad things we've learned from other cultures is sometimes we help them out with something and we have enough, alhamdulillah. And what happens? Mom, you know, remember I got you the gallon of milk? That costs $3, you know. Pay up, right? Astaghfirullah. I mean, what about when we were little? When we were crying, we were unable to walk? You know, they had to pick us up and burp us, and we vomited all over them, and we woke them up at night, made a big mess in the diaper and whatnot. They woke up, they stayed up at night to take care of us. You know, they didn't say, what is this baby, always crying, let me... No, they took care of us. And now that they're older and they need our help, you know, how dare we actually, you know, think of something like, you know, pay up. You know, I took you here, you know, are you going to pay? Or, you know, milk is expensive, you know, it's almost as much as gas now. So, you know, another reminder that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that to say to us that when we ask about where to spend our money, you know, first category, inshallah, is the parents. And many of us, especially in this community as well, we have non-Muslim parents. Islam doesn't discriminate that, okay, if your parents are non-Muslim, leave them alone, forget about them. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Surah Al-Anfal, which is Surah 29, verse 8, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدِهِ حُسْنًا وَإِنْ جَاهَدَكَ لِتُشْرِكَ بِمَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا إِلَّا إِلَيَّ مَرْجِعُكُمْ فَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. And we have enjoined on man to be good and dutiful to his parents. But if they strive to make you join with me in worship, anything as a partner besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of which you have no knowledge, then obey them not. Unto me is your return, and I shall tell you what you used to do. And we also have an authentic hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the wording of which, or the meaning of the hadith, is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi said, there is no obedience to creation where there is disobedience to the Creator. And that's for everybody, you know, an imam, a khatib, you know, a parent, an elder, whoever it is. When somebody is telling us to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there is no obedience to that. So obviously, if we have non-Muslim parents, we still have to be nice to them. And there are many, many authentic hadith, of course, with the shortest of time, can't mention all of them right now, but there's many, many hadith where there were sahaba, not all of them have complete Muslim families, but did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, oh, is your father, mother Muslim or non-Muslim? No. You have parents, they're alive, but take care of them. He didn't say, okay, yeah, your parents are non-Muslim, trash them, forget them. Dump them in the senior home. They'll take care of them. No, the Prophet ﷺ did not say that. In fact, you know, we find many evidences that even if they were non-Muslims, be nice to them. Just, you know, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advises, you know, if they start telling you, come to the church, you know, hey, worship Jesus, whatever. If they start reminding you to shirk or to disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's when you say no, but even then with respect. And we don't stand up and say, oh mom, you know what the hell you're talking about. No. Islam didn't teach us to talk in that tone. Islam didn't say, oh come on, you guys are old folks and you don't know. No. Islam didn't teach us that. If we find somebody, especially Muslims, talking like that, it is not Islam that taught them to talk like that. Islam taught them to talk with respect, with humility, to respect them, to be good to them, even if they were not Muslims. And I think there is a hadith, a famous hadith that goes around that talks about the paradise being under the feet of the mother, but the correct wording is by the feet of the mother, which means, again, metaphorically, to go and take care of the mother, like to be at her service. There is a debate whether or not that hadith is authentic or not. But many of the scholars say even if it was weak, it could be used in terms of reminding that we need to be of service to our mothers, inshallah. So again, I hope and pray, inshallah, that we don't only call up our mothers and remember our mothers on this Mother's Day, or you know, fathers or grandparents or whatever on those quote-unquote specific days out of the year where the society tells us to call them up and honor them. But even in, like I said, even in the Ten Commandments, point number five, honor thy father and thy mother. You know, in the Quran, of course, we just heard so many verses and so many hadiths of the Prophet ﷺ reminding us to make sure that we take care of our parents, whether they're old, whether they have passed away, we can pray for them, whatever the case may be. You know, we don't single out one day as Muslims to remember our mother, our father, or somebody else in our family. Islam is to be practiced from the day, you know, we learn about these things until we die, inshallah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تَقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. O you believe, have taqwa of Allah, have the right, you know, God consciousness, the fear of Allah, and do not die except as Muslims. So, we as Muslims, we are not part-timers. We don't just, you know, think about Islam when we come to the masjid or when it comes to these days and say, hey mother, I'm calling you up, I got you these carnations because it's Mother's Day. No. We have to follow Islam completely, as Allah Azza wa Jalla says in Surah Al-Baqarah, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا ادْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَةً. All you who believe, enter Islam wholeheartedly. So we can't pick and choose like the previous nations did. So we need to get serious, we need to honor our parents all throughout. And as I said, I challenge ourselves in this community, let's go call up our parents today. Let's go check on them today. Why wait till Sunday? Why think about that one day which society as a whole has taken? Whereas our parents, if they're alive, inshallah, let's call them up today. And not just your mother, but also your father. If you have other relatives, you know, check on them, see how they're doing. And if they're gone, if they're passed away from this world, make dua for them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لكلنا من الخاسرين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين والله our parents that have passed away give them jannah ya Allah forgive them ya Allah and those of our parents that are alive ya Allah make us capable give us the sense to take care of them to honor them and to be good to them and all of our other relatives as well oh Allah help us to have a proper character and identity as a Muslim and let us not die except as Muslims أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله ولكم فاستغفروا إن الله الغفور الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وأقم الصلاة